Today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni, and we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So a person we're continuing to discuss being poda Ma'aseh Sheni. Now, generally speaking, if you're poda your own Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to be mosif a chomesh. Chomesh means that you add 25%, even though chomesh means a fifth, but in Talmudic fractions, a fifth is 25%, because it's a chomesh milavar. However, if you aren't the one that's being poda your Ma'aseh Sheni, someone else is being podded in Ma'aseh Sheni, then you only you could be podded at its value. You don't need to add a chomesh. So what if you have two people? You have the guy who owns the Ma'aseh Sheni, and you have some other guy, and they both offer to be podded the Ma'aseh Sheni. So what's preferable? Meaning, do we prefer having the owner be podded so that you can get the extra 25% that now has kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, or do we prefer not having the owner be poda it and leaving it at just its exact value? So balabayis omer b'sela. The owner says, you know what, I'll be poda the ma'aseh sheni for a sela. Va'acher omer b'sela. And someone else says that he'll also be poda it for a sela. So balabayis kodem. The balabayis is the one that gets to be poda it. M'neshu mosav chomesh. Because he's going to have to add a chomesh. So more money will end up having kedusha, and that's a win. Balabayis omer b'sela. But if the balabayis says that he's going to be poda it ma'aseh sheni for a sela, va'achar omer b'sela v'iser, and someone else says he'll do for a sela and a little bit. So eshel sela v'iser kodem, his offer is the winning offer, mepnei shu mosav al keren, because he's adding a little bit, that iser, which is a very tiny amount, to the keren, to the actual core ma'aser sheni that you're being poded, that you're being poded itself. So even though l'chora the balabais's offer is still better, because he would have to add one fifth of a sela is way more than an iser. That's only extra. That's only the most of chomesh. Whereas the other person is paying the extra iser because he's actually adding it to the price of the ma'aser sheni. And there are ways that a person can avoid paying the chomesh even on his own ma'aser sheni, so therefore we're always going to take the higher assessment. So the Mishnah discusses who is the bailim as far as being poda ma'aser sheni. Hapoda ma'aser sheni shalo, someone has poda his own ma'aser sheni, mosav alav chamishas. Bein shehu shalo, and that's whether the ma'aser sheni was always his, ubein shenitin lo b'matana, or whether it was given to him as a matana. Either way, it's his. Meaning, the bottom line is, it doesn't matter whether he was the farmer that grew this stuff, or whether someone gave it to him as a gift, and then he had to be mafresh ma'aser sheni, and he wants to be poda the ma'aser sheni. It doesn't mean that you got ma'aser sheni as a gift, because ma'aser sheni, it's usher to give ma'aser sheni as a gift. Meaning, it means that someone gave you their tevel as a gift, and then you were mafresh ma'aser sheni from that tevel. But it doesn't mean that after the farmer was mafresh ma'aser sheni, he gave it to you as a gift, because that would be a violation of an iser. So the point is, the Mishnah is saying that if you are the owner of this ma'aser sheni, whether you were always the owner of that produce, or whether you got the produce as a gift and then were mafresh ma'aser sheni, you're always mosav chomesh. So the Mishnah discusses, but you know what? There is a harama that you could do to be podi ma'aser sheni without having to be mosav chomesh. There's a way to get, there's a loophole in the halacha. And that is as follows. Marimin al ma'aser sheni. You could do a harama. You could take advantage of a loophole when it comes to ma'aser sheni and avoid being mosav chomesh. Ketzad, omer adam libno ulibito hagadolim. A person could tell his son or daughter who are over bar or bas mitzvah that La Abdul Shufchasu Ivri, more he could tell his Evid Ivri or his Ami Ivriya, Hey Lachma Oseilu, here I'm giving you these coins, Uptelucha Ma'aser Sheni Zeh, and use these coins to be poda this Ma'aser Sheni for yourself. So since these children or Avadim are redeeming the Ma'aser Sheni that doesn't belong to them, then they don't have to add a fifth. Meaning, he's giving them the money as a gift so that they could use that money that is now belongs to them to to be poda the Maaser Sheni that belongs to him. So it's being poda Maaser Sheni of somebody else. Or it could be that you're letting the other person use the money, but it still belongs to the Bailim, but the other person is being poda the Maaser Sheni for themselves, meaning that they're buying the produce that they're redeeming. So they're using your money, but the produce is becoming theirs. So it's redeeming Maaser Sheni for their own use with money that belongs to the Bailim. So in either case, it's the one who's being poded, or the owner of the money, is not the same as the owner of the produce, and that's why you don't need to be mosif chomesh. However, it doesn't work if you tell it to a young child, because they're considered like an extension of you. They don't have their own money, so whatever you give them is going to right away be yours anyway. So if you give them money to be poded the Maaser Sheni, they're taking your money and being poded your Maaser Sheni. If you say use my money to be poded the Maaser Sheni that they could acquire for themselves, they're really acquiring it for you, because everything that they have really belongs to you. So because of that klal in halacha that masha kona evit kona rabo, and by a child as well, that on a drabbanan level, at least by a child, metzias hakatan belongs to the father. So they were really on a daraisa level, metzias katan, the katan can't be kona b'chlam. But mepnei darkei shalom, we say right away, as soon as a katan is picks up a metziah, it belongs to the father, and that you're not allowed to take it away from him, meaning someone else, a stranger, is not allowed to just come and take it away from him. But bottom line is, whatever a katan acquires belongs to the father. Whatever an eved acquires belongs to the master. So to quickly review what we learned today, Mishnah Gimel. Excuse me, Mishnah Gimel taught us that if there are two offers to be pulled in the Maaser Sheni, we go with the higher offer. But if there are two even offers and one of them is from the Baal HaBayis and the other one is from someone who's not the Baal HaBayis, then we go with the Baal HaBayis' offer, because he's going to have to be Mosif a Chomesh. If a person is pulled in his own Maaser Sheni, he's Mosif Chomesh, and that means whether it was always yours or whether someone gave it to you as Tevel, and then you were Mafresh the Maaser Sheni. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said there is a Ha'arama you could do, even when it's your own Maaser Sheni, to avoid having to be Mosif Chomesh, and that is, find one of your over Bar Bas Mitzvah children, find an Eved or Shivcha that is Jewish, and give them money to be Poda your Maaser Sheni. So whichever way you arrange it, that it's their money to be Poda Maaser Sheni, or it's your money to be Poda Maaser Sheni for themselves, they will not have to be Mosif Chomesh. But this does not work with an Eved Kanani, and it does not work with very young children, because in those cases, whatever you give them is going to be yours anyway. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the Perek Daled Mishnah Hey.